96.7 FM WBDK, Jason Williams, welcoming you to the second half of the Saturday Morning Magazine. I am joined in studio by my guest, attorney Bob Ross from Ross Estate Planning on 14th Avenue in Sturgeon Bay.
Good morning, Jason. How are you this fine day?
Doing well, Bob. Thanks so much for joining me in studio today.
Glad to be here.
Now, we're going to talk about estate planning pitfalls. Everybody knows they need to preserve and protect their legacy, but I think a lot of people get overwhelmed with the amount of things they need to do, and I think that becomes kind of a hindrance for them. So we've got you in studio today to see if we can alleviate some of that stress, some of that fear and frustration, and maybe even direct them to an easier route to get all these things taken care of.
Glad to help out. We want to talk about the three really most important things folks need to do while they're alive. And this has nothing to do with a will or a trust. But the first thing that we like to talk about is have folks get organized. Where are things? Who are the important people to talk to? Because when somebody dies or becomes incapacitated, somebody else has got to step in and find their things and manage them. So where are they? Who are the important people to talk to? It's really important in this day and age also to talk about passwords.
Oh yeah, passwords in particular. Everything is digital now. I mean, my bank account, my email account, all the things that I would probably have to reference to find all the information I need if I do need to have somebody in the family make medical decisions.
Sure. And you have online accounts. You have Facebook accounts. You have LinkedIn accounts. Many folks have their business records online. So everything is password protected. Heavens, even our phones are password protected.
That's right.
So we need to know what those passwords are, because without them, we have no access to that information. So having a list of what those passwords are and where to find them is critical.
And I think even to that point, I'm forgetful. You know, beyond the, I guess, the sad part about it, if there is an issue that someone needs to step in and make some decisions for you, this is just reference for yourself. I mean, you'll have the same passwords or the same bank account for years and years, and you may not always access it.
Well, I know I just got a new computer, and my technician said, Bob, write out the list of all your passwords. I said, that I only have a few. That'll only take me a few minutes. A page and a half later of all the different passwords, and I am regularly adding to that list.
Sure, sure. Okay, so get organized. I mean, I think that's probably, out of everything we're going to talk about today, that might be the key thing to remember is get organized, everything that you would need in the time of trial.